Okay, today's daf is Maaser's daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had given us a lot of many halakhas to think about, starting with the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that one is not allowed to sell fruit that already has reached onus ha-maisrus to someone who is chashid, somebody who is not neman ha-maisrus. We can't sell shvius fruit to someone who is chashid, who is not going to take care of the shvius fruit properly. So the Mishnah, the Gemara adds one line, keni masnisa lo yimkar adam esadehu. The comment on the first case is that not only if you sell just the fruit, but even if you're selling the karka, even if you sell the land and the fruit on it, so one might have said, the Rashi Olio says, the Havamina would be, is that really you're selling karka. You're selling a piece of land. So the fruit are secondary. And maybe you don't have to be choshesh. You don't view this as, oh, this is a lifna iver case because you're really just selling the land and the fruit is secondary. Kamash Milan, even that case is going to be aser. But that's what the Rashi Olio explains the Havamina. Vashbinan hashta da filu bahadi sadehu enu yachol limkar. Even with your field you can't sell. Delo temar ikar hamecher sadehu. Don't say that the ikar mecher is the field. The peros tfeilan inu. And the fruit are secondary. Kamash Milan, you don't say that. You don't say that. That's the first line of the Gemara. That keni masnisa liyukar adam esadeu. This is one of those lines in the Yerushalmi. Like you read the Yerushalmi, the line of Gemara, you have no idea what it's talking about. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Mefarshim to explain what exactly is the Havamina and what this line of the Gemara is adding. But the Gemara then quotes a line of the Tosefta of Atana that argues on this opinion, and that is Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon argues on the Mishnah and says you are allowed to sell the fruit even if it got to onus ha-maisrus. You don't have to be choshesh, right? It's not usher yet. It's not usher. You just have to take off. And it's not fully grown yet. And it didn't reach Gemar Malacha yet. So it's in the world. It's in the world of mature fruit, so it can lead to the Chiyah. So Rabbi Shimon says in that case, there's no Isser. Mibnei Shehu Omer Lo, because I could say to the Kohen or Levi that are coming to me, Hari Machati et Shali, Tseva Tavet Shalcha, I sold my stuff. I sold, fruit that were growing on the tree. You want to get, you think that you're the shumas and the maestros in there, that should be yours, so go deal with him. Go talk to him about it. Right, I just sold mine. Mara fold up. Hari machati et shali, shalom macharti lo ela es ha maestros shein chalkecha. I didn't sell the maestros, ela chutzman ha maestros. Right, I sold everything. There's maestros in there somewhere, but I didn't sell that, so you go and get your maestros if you want. Right, and therefore you could be tovea it from. So it's really you're talking to the Kohen of the Levi. It's interesting that the language here is that the Yisrael says to the Kohen of the Levi, you could go get it, even though that's specifically belonging to one Kohen or one Levi. He would be going on behalf of the Shevet, that's called. But this is a situation of a tviya of a shevet, right? The truma and the maaser rishon and those types of items are called mamon she'en lo tovim. In a certain sense, it's money that no specific person could come. But on the other hand, it's a mamon sheyesh harbei tovim, because it's a whole shevet. That so sometimes this works out as a chumra, sometimes this works out as a kula. Just one example of that. The ksos deals with in Reish Mem Gimel. We don't have too many ksoses here, but in Reish Mem Gimel in Hilchos Matana, the ksos deals with the question. He quotes from the Pri Chadash: are you allowed to give the 5 sla'im of pidyon haben to a kohen katan? You let to give it to a kohen katan. Do you need a 13-year-old kohen? What if all you have is a 10-year-old kohen? And he's a bardas, and he's a smart kid. Are you allowed to give it to him? That's the pre-chadash's question. So the pre-chadash says, mutter li to the kohen katan pidyon chamish sla'im. Why? The das acheres makne is le lekatan zchim in haTorah. Why? Because as we know, the principle is that a katan really can't be kona anything. Kodesh Lab Bar Das, but Bali Tosfos in a few places say, there's a principle called Das Acheres Makne, which means if a Katan picks something up from Hefker, so that's where it's not his Midaraisa. And that's why the Gemara says about Metzia, that if a Katan finds something, there's only Gezel Durabanan, there's not Gezel Duraisa. He doesn't really own it fully if he picked it up, because that's where nobody was putting it into his Rishus. But if I sell something to a katan, if I give something to a katan, so that's called das acheres makne. I am makne it to the katan. I am putting it into his rishus, and then a katan can be kona even midaraisa. And that's the Gemara in Sukkah that says, on the first day of Sukkot, If you want to share your dalad minim with a katan, make sure you're yosi with it first. Because if you give it to the katan, so then he'll be able to get it, but he won't be able to give it back to you. Because that's hakaris makne from you to him, but from him to you, he can't undo that. He can't get it out of his rishus. And therefore, make sure you be yotzei first. So says the Pri Chadash, das acharis makne. If I, the Yisrael, give the five slum to the Kohen Katan, it's his midah raisa, and it works. That's the Pri Chadash's shita. The Ksos does not like that. The Ksos does not think that works. Lani has daiti lo shayach b'matanos das acharis makne. I don't think this is considered. I don't think it's considered das acharis makne. What's das acharis makne? I give something to you. It's mine. I give it to you. But here, to keep it, the Karmelon Tovas Hana Eino Mamon, since we paskin Tovas Hana, that means the choice of who I'm going to give it to. I'm going to choose which coin to give it to. Is that considered a financial asset that's worth something? Tovas Hana, Mamon or Eino Mamon? So says the Ksos, if we hold that Tovas Hana is Eino Mamon, Imkein Ein Lebailim B'matanas Klum. So it's really not mine to give to you. Is that called makne? Ve'eino zoche ha'kohen b'matanos ela la'atzmo. It's kind of like he's getting it himself. Yehavile kamo mitzia de'eino da'zacher es makne. It's kind of like a mitzia. I'm not giving it to him, and therefore the Ksos does not think this is a classic case of da'zacher es makne. The Ksos later on, though, agrees to the Pri Chadash for a different reason. For a different reason. Why? L'chein nir alani es da'iti b'tayim ad'ach milsa. The Cherishot of a Katan, Yesh Lohem Zuchia B'matnas Kehuna. You can give it. Why? Mishum de Mamon Kohanim, V'kfar Zachse B'hem HaTorah L'Kohanim. It's kind of theirs already. Because it's Shevet HaKohuna, it's what I have to give it to them. The Kohanim own this already, the Shevet HaKohanim. V'yemkein Afilu Kohen Katan Nami, K'mo B'Yerusha De Islahu. If a father dies and a Katan, child, he's Yarshins, Midaraisa, it's his, because it's automatic. V'chi kazachu mi ditu kazachu. V'chein v'cham islam de ben, kima de chovu l'kohanim imkein katanami islei zechia, and that's what he said. He says, I would different than matnis aniyim. Matnis kahuna, he thinks, belongs to Sheva kahuna, but he thinks by leket shicha and peya, katan is not zocha midah raisa. Maybe there you would say something different. Avanas kohanim deloksiv behu aziva, havali mamon kohanim mamish. Bishamachi shotenami zocha, bedavar sheishlo. Umanas kahuna kein sechiris lakohanim chilaf avoda. He continues. But that's one example where you have shevet hakahuna there for the ksos. It's a kula. It's a kula that you can give the kohen, that he owns it already, and therefore it can go to the kohen. But here, in our case, Rabbi Shimon says that we could tell the kohen, we could tell the levi, you know, it's go. I sold my fruit. I didn't have your maestros in mind. So now he has it. So you could get it from him. Good. Avar umachar. We continue now. What happened? According to the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell it to the chashud. What if I did? What if I did? So now what? I sold dvarim that already reached onus of maestros to someone who probably will not take off. Avar umachar. So ma'aser. We're going to go with the Mara Folda's girsa, but there are two girsos that he has. Two lashonos. If you look at the second skinny, second narrow line in the Mara Folda, Lashon Acher. He quotes Hachi Garcinon. So we're going to go with that girsa. Me'aser. So if I sell it, I wasn't supposed to sell it. What if I sold it to somebody who's not trusted? So ma'aser es mashe hu ochel. So I have to take off extra meiser. I the mocher, I the seller, I have to worry about that guy. He's going to eat it now without taking off maestros, but that's my involvement in that avera lifnei iver. So I have to do whatever I can to make sure that he doesn't violate. So I have to take off extra stuff from my maestros, from my food. Maaser et mashehu ochel ratzalomar masha halokeach ochel. I have to be maaser based on what the buyer is going to eat. Deim lokein harizem ma'achila am haaretz tevalim, or else that's considered. I am feeding Tevel to the Am Haaretz because I sold it to him after it already reached the maturity, onus amaisrus, so I can't do that. But the next line in the Gersa, the Eino Maser Mashehu Mocher. What does that mean? If the buyer takes some of it and sells it to somebody else, a third person. So what do we have here? We have the seller, the buyer, and the buyer from the buyer. So if the buyer sells it to another buyer, I don't have to worry about that guy. I have to worry about Maestris from the person I sold it to, because that's considered ki'ilu I'm ma'achil him tevel. But if he then sells it to someone else, that's not my responsibility. So that's what the Gemara says here. Ma'aser is mashu ochel, ve'ena ma'aser mashu mocher. What he, the seller, will sell, I don't have to worry about that. Why? She, switch the vav to a shin, she'ein anu achra'in l'ramain. Right, we don't have to be achra'i. We're not responsible for ramain, a ramai, people who don't take halacha seriously. Who's the ramai here? The one who bought it from the chashid. If there's a third party who buys it, so you should know, if you buy it from somebody who's not trustworthy in Maestris, then you have to take off yourself. That's not my job. It's not my job. The first guy's my job, because I sold it to somebody who is not trustworthy, so that's my responsibility. But if somebody else then buys it from him, that's not my responsibility. I don't have to worry about him. She'einanu achran l'ramayin. Right, we don't have to worry about that. The Gemara says that sometimes that we're not, how far do you go? How far do you go in terms of being responsible for others? Right? We discussed that a few weeks ago, I think. The sugya of chatei bishul shiyiske chavirecha. Remember we had a machlokas tanoim about, is it better for me to take off, be more, mafresh shalom and amukaf in order to save the guy from eating tevel? Or no? I don't want to violate a little aveira of shalom and amukaf. And it's not my responsibility. We had a machlokas tanoim about that earlier. So this is relates to that issue as well. Okay, v'im hotzi, we continue. Said the Mishnah, right? What did the Mishnah say? I shouldn't sell teven gefet zogav. What is that? The psoles, the dregs, the olive residue, and the grape skins. That itself is not chayiv in maestros, because that's just considered insignificant. But what if I sold that to someone who then squeezed it, so then that's chayiv in maestros. That's what the Mishnah said. I can't sell it to somebody lahotzi mi amashki, but the Mishnah said, vim hotzi, right, this was the top line on Mem Alfama base, vim hotzi, chayiv in maestros. And if he was motzi, he's chayiv in maestros. And as we said, and it's not like the seller could have taken off maestros, because it has to be an exact amount. And therefore, you can't do it unless you have it in front of you. Truma, this is what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explained yesterday. Truma, that's okay. I could take off truma beforehand, because truma, there's no shear, and that could cover. But the maestros, I couldn't. Maestros, I couldn't. So that's what we're quoting here, right? Vim hotzi chai b'maestros, apadim na truma. Right, that was the line from the Mishnah. Right, patim na truma, the guy's patim from truma. Tani, lo yitrom. Right, not only is the buyer, right, Potter from taking off Truma, but he shouldn't. He shouldn't. Lo Yitrom, in that case, right, the Marafolda. Amas Nisan, de Imhotzi Ka'i. Potter mena Truma, right, he shouldn't take off Truma. Of our return, what if he did for some reason? If the buyer took off Truma, but the seller already did take off Truma. So what if the buyer then took off Truma? So what's the halacha? So, Rabbi Brechya Amar, Yafekocho! It's okay. That's also truma. That's also truma. Right? Yafek kocho. And this is just like someone who is, right, the Marfo, the quotes elsewhere, hamar b'truma. If somebody gives a lot of truma, right, what's the maximum amount of truma one can give? Maximum? 99.999%. Right? You gotta have a little bit of shiareha. Right? You have to be matur something. You can't give your whole field of truma. So as long as you give some, so that's what, like this case, he gave, the seller gave some truma, but I also gave some truma. The kohen gave some truma. Rabbi Mana Omar? No. Lo yafek kocho. No. It's not truma. It's not truma. You can give a lot of truma if it's at once. I want to give 75% of my field of truma. It's a hafrasha, and I do it all at once. But what if I give some truma today, and then tomorrow I'm like, you know what? I want to give more truma. Too late. Delay. Once you gave truma, you gave truma. It already did what it was supposed to do. You can't add on to another time, right? You can't add on another time. Again, the marafulda. Delo dami lamarbe shemarbe v'vasachas. If you're marbe v'truma, you all at once, you do a hafrasha. V'zedoma lamosif v'term shnei pa'amim. But twice, that's not going to work. And also hatruma shu mafrish. So that truma that he tries to be mafrish back in the Gemara toveles lamaiser. It stays. It remains tevel. It's tevel for maestros, and therefore, the one who is eating it is eating it without taking off maestros. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, nimsa osa truma tevulo lemaiser vakohen yochleda b'li maiser sheisper shu truma gemur. He thinks it's truma, but it's not truma. Right, and that would be a problem. Right, this is based on the Mishnah in Trumas that we had. The Mishnah in Trumas tells us that you can't do truma in two stages. If you had it in mind originally, I want to give this amount, I just can't carry it all at once. So I'm making two trips. That's one hafrasha, that's okay. But if I did a hafrasha, then I decide I want to do more, so that's no good. The Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Dalid in Trumas, Shir Truma, Ayin Yafeh Achaz Marabayim, 1/40. Beishamay Omri Mishloshim, okay, 1/30, we bazim like Beis Hillel. Vabenonis, 1/50. Vaharaa Mishishim. Right, as we know, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Taram va'ala biyado echad mishishim. What if I wasn't focused and I took off 1/60th, meaning I'm still within the range. I did 1/60th. Truma venus or litrum. Right, it's truma. It counts. You're a mida ra'a guy, but it counts. Chazar va'hosif. And what if I decide, you know what? I want to do more. I did 1/60th. You know what? I feel bad. Chayev and Maestris. Too bad. It's not Truma. It's Chayev and Maestris. It's Tevel. Because you can't decide. If I did Allah biyado mishishim ve'echad, what if I did, I wasn't focusing, and I did one out of 61. But it wasn't even in the range that Chazal suggested. So then, Truma v'yachzer v'yitrim k'moshu lamud. So then we say, because it's out of the range that Chazal created, so it's as if It's as if you are a mafresh. So whatever you took off is going to be truma, but it's as if you are a mafresh, therefore it wasn't misak in the kri, and therefore you can take off more, and it will be considered truma. Right? But it can't be one after another. Right? Part of it, why can't you add truma after you take off truma? I took off truma today, so I'm going to do more. Right? If I ate some matzah, remember we said that there are different mitzvahs that I could do in a minimal way, and then I could do in a maximal way. Many examples of this. Shofar. There's a minimum way to blow shofar. But if I expand on it and do more, then the whole thing is considered part of the mitzvah. Right? That's what the Levush points out. Yom Trua Yelachem. Yom Trua. The Rambam's Lashon. Hilchas Chamitzu Matzah. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah the night of the Seder. Once you eat a kazayis, you're Yotze. But the Achronim point out, what's that Lashon? It's a mitzvah to eat matzah, period. However much matzah you eat on the night of the Seder, that's part of the mitzvah. I expand it. I do it in a maximal way. You're right. Once I eat it, kazayis, I'm yotze. I don't have to eat more. But there are many mitzvahs that you can do in a minimal way and then do in a maximal way. Kriyashma. What's Kriyashma midaraisa? Four shitas. Right? The Ramban, first pasuk. Rashi, first parsha. Tosfos, first two parshias. Rambam, all three parshias. Let's say according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, only the first pasuk, the rest of it is not Kriya Shema Midaraisa. There's a Gemara in Brachas that seems to give the impression that you can't be mafsik, you know, in during Shema. But according to the Ramban, it's the Rabbanan. So the Netziv explains, no, even the Ramban would agree that you could do the minimum of Kriya Shema as the first pasuk, but you could choose to expand, and it's all recognized on a Daraisa level, the expansion. So Kriya Shema and Shofar and Matzah and other examples. But what about Truma? So why can't I expand Truma? I did Truma an hour later. So l'chora, it's because Truma is not just a mitzvah, but it's a matir. It's a matir. Meaning it creates a chalos. So once the Truma was matir maikri, it makes it mutter. So it's done its job. It's done what it does. So if you can't, an added afresh is not going to, you can't add on. Because that's the nature of a matir. Nature of a matir, it's at once. Right? A matir is a different kind of mitzvah. Mitzvahs that are matirim. Shchita. Or other types of matirim. Tevila. Right? It's an important Tosfos in Nida. I mentioned this before. Important comment that Tosfos has in Nida. Tosfos there asks a great kasha. I mean, it's a kasha you know the answer to. Tosfos says, Samach Vavam and Ale, Samach Vavam Abeis. Tosfos asks the kasha. We know that Allah is there. The Gemara talks about Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira there, Kalaroy Labila. Right, the Gemara talks about Reb Zeira's din of lechatchila potential. Reb Zeira talks about how a carbon mincha has to be mixable, but you don't have to actually mix it. But if it's not mixable, there's so much flour to ratio to the oil that it's not mixable, that's pasul. But if it's mixable, you don't have to mix it. That's the din of Reb Zeira, kolaray labila, ein bila ma'akevis. So there, the Tosfos and the other Rishonim deal with different types of mitzvahs. So, ask Tosfos, Amai. We know the halacha is that by tevila you need roi l'bias mayim. Right? I don't have to have water go into my mouth when I go into the mikvah. I don't have to open my mouth or my eyes. but I have to have roi l'bias mayim. I can't have a chatzitza inside my mouth. So if I have a piece of bone of a chicken, a piece of bone in between my teeth, that's a problem, right? Because it has to be roi l'bias mayim. The water is, it has to be able to get in there, even though I don't have to actually get water in there. Say, ask Tosfos, is there a lachadchila to open your mouth? Why not? Why is there a lachadchila to open your mouth, open your eyes? Right? Why does roi l'bias mayim? Why is it bidiyavid? You don't need it. Why isn't the royal base? Tosfos has a yesod gadol. Tosfos says, when it comes to matirim, there can't be lachadchilas and bidiyavids. Either it works or it doesn't work. There's no lachadchila and bidiyavid. So lachadchila, it's matir if you have your mouth open. Bidiyavid is matir if your mouth is closed. No, there can't be such a ain svar agabi tefila. Shlok pida Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam. Vein lomar de lachadchila liboy. Kivet de bidiyavid tahor lachadchila nami loboy. V'tal lo tefila. But by mitzvahs, you can have lachadchilas and bidiyavids. Bila, by mixing, mikra, bikurim, chalitza, interesting on that list. You could have lachadchilas and bidiyavids by mitzvahs, but not by matirim. So it's interesting to think about by hafrasha. Is this a lachadchila to do more? Not sure if you'd call this a lachadchila and bidiyavid. It's just the shiur that Chazal gave. But either way, you see from that Tosfos also that when it comes to matirim, there are different rules. A mitzvah that's a matir and a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah have different rules. So here too, that might be part of the svara of why you can't add on to a hafrasha after it is done. Good, we continue. Rabbi Chananya, Chavron Durabonin. Rabbi Chananya, who's known as the colleague of the Rabbanan, boy, Taram Echad Mishishim. Let's get back to what we said the next line of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said that if I'm selling the dregs and the straw, let's say I sell some straw that's insignificant, but I could take off the truma when I sell it, because that doesn't have a shear. And the language of the Mishnah was, because when somebody takes off truma, he has in mind all of the little things, the kotim, the pieces that are unthreshed, and the what's on the side, and what's the little kernels that are left in the teven. I have in mind my hafrasha covers all the little insignificant parts also. So that's why the buyer doesn't have to be mafresh from those. So ask Reb Chananya, what does that mean? That I have in mind all those things. What if my 1/60th? Let's say I did exactly 1/60th, which is the farther, the outside shear. Is it 1/60th of my truma, including all of those extra stuff? Or not? Or is it 1/60th on my stuff? And the extra stuff, remember, chita achas, poteres is a kri, even a tiny amount. So this probably not exactly 1/60th. 1/60th plus a tiny amount. So maybe the 1/60th is on my stuff, and then there must be a tiny amount more than 1/60th, and that'll cover everything else. Or do you say no? 1/60th is, it includes all the rest of it. So which is it? Tarm echad mishishim. Shehu echad mishishim ve'echad. It would only be 1 out of 61 if I include all the rest of the stuff. And if it's 1 out of 61, then what? Remember? It's not a hafrasha at all. So it would be better if I look at it separately. Right? My stuff and the extra stuff. My hafrasha covers everything. But do you look at it as one unit? All the kutayim studin betocha teven, that's part of all of my regular grain or not? That's the question that Rav Chananya asked. Torah mechad b'shishim shu echad mishishim echad al akitin val stud val kol masha betocha teven. Question mark. Right? What do you say there? Look at the first wide line in the Mara Folda. Mahu. Im nomar delo mitzarfu akotim imahem. Maybe the kotim, these insignificant, unthreshed pieces, they're not considered part of my stuff. And really, they're insignificant. Va'akotim emela niftarim. They're basically insignificant and they're putter. Shere minat Torah chita achas pateres es kol akri. So when I sell it, I'm going to need a tiny, tiny amount to cover. So it's covered. It's covered. 1/60th is for my stuff. And there must be a tiny job more than 1/60th, and then I'll cover all the insignificant parts. Or do you say no? No. When the Mishnah says that I'm Torim on everything, that everything is included in my sum of what I need to take off Truma from, so then it's less than 1/60th, and therefore I'm stuck, and then it's not a Hafrasha. So the Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Yossi, V'lo Mastisi. No, that must be the case of the Mishnah. Sha'at Torim Belibo al Akitin v'al Tzadim al Masha V'socha Teven. The Mishnah has that line, that you haven't won all these things. Klum Sricha El B'Yaser. Right? If it's 1/60th on everything, then this is Pashit. Right, what would be the chiddush of the Mishnah? It must be the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even on those other things, even if it's 160, one out of 61 to include those, it's still okay because you view them as separately. View them as separately, 1/60th covers yours, and then the other stuff, chita achas, one tiny amount is good enough. Good. Period. Next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah is we have Yerushalmi, little by little, piece by piece on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah spoke about if I buy from a non-Jew in Syria. If I buy from a non-Jew in Syria, so that's what we said. Syria is chayv midrabanan. But if I buy from a non-Jew in Syria, it's not going to be chayv midrabanan. So if I bought after it already grew a third in the rishus of the guy, then I'm pater. I'm pater totally. But if not, so then if I bought it before it grew, onas amaisrus, then I'm going to be chayv. Right? Then we had another machlokas, as we'll get back to. When I say I'm pater, does that mean I'm pater for everything, even the stuff that grows after, now? Or I'm only pater for what grew. So let's see. So first, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, which has different shitas, different names. The same machlokas. What did we have in our Mishnah? To remember, we had in our Mishnah, if I'm pater, then the Tanakhama said pater totally, but you have to do it. You can't hire any workers. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even hire some workers. Rabbi Shagamliel says only if you also bought karka. And Rabbi said, no, you got aflevi cheshbon. You have to take off after. You have to be maser for what grew afterwards. Okay, so Tani, we have other names. Sada Shevi Yishlish Lifnegoi V'lachem Ben Yisrael. If it grew, Tanakama here, if it grew, Havashlish, while it still was owned by a guy in Syria, Rabbi Akiva Omer HaTosef is Pater. Rabbi Akiva says, the extra that grows is Pater. Right? Meaning everything's Pater. What grew with Biyad Goy is for sure Pater. But even what grew, Rabbi Akiva says, Tosef is Pater. Right? That was the sheet of the Tanakama in our Mishnah. V'chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say, Tosef is Chayiv, right, which is the Shita of Rebbe in our Mishnah. The Tosef is Chayiv, right, even though you're Pater from what grew, because it already grew in the hands of a guy, but the Tosef is Chayiv. Good. Rebbe Avina, Ula, Bar Yishmal, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, Av Chachamim, Lo Chivu B'Tosef es El Elisha Avar. Even the Chachamim who say you have to take off from the Tosef, meaning, it grew a third in the Rishus of the Goy. And that you're potter from. But you have to take off from what grows. But whatever grows afterwards, you still consider it the year of the previous year. Meaning, is it a Meiser Sheni year, Meiser Ani year? Why? Because by Tvui, it goes by Chanata. It goes by when it blossomed. And therefore, even if we're going to say that you have a chiyuv now to take off from what grows now, it goes by the previous year. Lo chivu b'tosefes el sh'avar. Shim haya sheni, sheni, ani, ani. Right? Because it goes by Chanata. So this was the machlokes in the same machlokes as in our Mishnah, but we just clarified it a little more. Tani, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, minayin l'tvua shevi yishlish l'vnei Rosh Hashanah. How do I know that before Shemitah? Before Shemitah, if there is Tvua that grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, then it's not called Shemitah fruit or produce. And therefore, A, there's no Svichin, there's no issue of things growing by aftergrowths, or it doesn't have Kedusha. How do you know? Tamalomar, V'yasavtes Tvuasa B'Shvias. So there's a couple of words missing in that pasuk, but the drasha, the Marafolda quotes from Chazal, the drasha, right? The pasuk says, Sheish Shanim, you see the pasuk, Sheish Shanim Tizras Artzachav Asaftas Tuasa. 6 years you shall plant and gather. And then the next pasuk says, Uva Shana Hashvias, or Uba Shvias. So we darshan, it's as if that Vav is connecting that word Uba Shvias, which the Pashapsha means, don't work the land. We connect that word Uba Shvias to the previous pasuk, that and Shvias, you're going to gather some. What are you going to gather in Shvias? Stuff that already grew in the 6 year. Right, that's the drasha. Rabbi Avina, Ula, Bar Bishmal, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, Aser, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shitas, Rabbi Kiva Rabo. This Rabbi Yonasan just said that growing a third, Havashlish, is significant. Right, if it grows Havashlish before Shemitah, it's considered pre-Shemitah Tvua. So that Shita of Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yossi, is following his Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva? We just had Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Akiva that we just had in the Brisa over here on Amun Aleph. Right, Rabbi Akiva said that once it grows Havashlish Biyad Goy, so it's totally Potter. So, Kemad Rabbi Akiva Amar, just like his Rabbi Akiva said, Acha Shlish Harishon At Mahalech, you always go after the first Shlish. And therefore, if it grows Shlish in the hands of a guy in Syria, you're totally pater. Can Rabbi Yonasan Bar Yosi? Just so did this Rabbi Yonasan. Achash Shlish Rishon Mahalich. Right, the Shlish Rishon is significant, and if it grows that before Shmita, it's not called Shmita. Wonderful. You see from his Rebbe, he follows his Rebbe. Amar Reb Zeiro Rabbi Avina. Tartan Milan Atan Amrin. Vinam Pligan Chada Al Chada. No, I think I heard you say two things. He said to Rabbi Avina, and I think they're so to each other. I think these two things are so to each other. Hachat Amrin. Number one, you said, Achachabim Lochivu Botosavas, Elo Sha'avar, Shimaya Shadi Shani, Ani Ani. Right? What we said in the bottom of Amid Aleph. Even the Rabbanan who say that you're Chayiv to be Ma'aser, the stuff that grows afterwards, say, but it goes by like the previous year. So even the Rabbanan say that Havash Lish is a significant stage. So you're telling me, so what did that statement on the bottom of Amin Aleph, that means that even the Rabbanan hold that Havash Lish is significant. V'hachat Amrin, and here you're saying, oh, he's going like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. The Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva also hold that Havash Lish is significant. So why are you limiting, you're saying, oh, Rabbi Yonasan follows his Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Havash Lish is significant. Right? The Rabbanan also holds Havash Lish is significant. V'hachat Amrin, Asiyad Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yosi, B'shidat Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo. Right? Why are you limiting it? Why are you saying that this Rabbi Yonasan is following the Rabbi Akiva? The Bar Plukta, the Chacham of Rabbi Akiva, also say Havash Lish is significant. So rather, this is better. Ida Asiyad Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yosi, B'shidat Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo. If you want to connect it to his Rebbe Shita, this is the connection to his Rebbe Shita. Kamad Rabbi Akiva Amar, getting back to Shemitah discussions. Isser Svich in Torah. Remember, we had a machlokes Tanoim in Shvius. Rabbi Akiva holds aftergrowths are Usser Doraisa. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that stuff that grows by itself is Usser Dorabanan because maybe people planted it, they're going to say it grew by itself. Rabbi Akiva holds Svich in his Doraisa. So, that Rabbi Yossi, what did Rabbi Yossi see on the top of this Amud? Right? That if it grows before Shemitah, there's no Isser Svichin. You need a pasuk to tell me there's no Isser Svichin? Ah, it must be Svichas Daraisa. So in that way, he's like his Rebbe. Right? Just like Rabbi Yossi is following his Rebbe. Kabbalah Rabbi Kiva Amar Isser Svichin Torah. Kain Rabbi Yonasan Bar Rabbi Yossi Amar Isser Svichin Torah. So in that way, you're right, we're connecting Rabbi Yonasan to his Rebbe, not in terms of Avash Lish, because everybody agrees that that's a significant stage, but in terms of the Isser of Svichin being Mida O Raisa. Period. We'll stop here. Hashem will continue. Maybe talking about a little bit of Isser Svichin.